one fan who's stuck with the club come rain or shine through thick and thin. His news fan and Talk Sports Sky Sports presenter, also an ex-BBC Radio Cambridgeshire man, Max Rushton. Morning, Max.
Yeah, morning, Dottie. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How did you sleep last night?
You know, it's funny. It's great that they're not raising the prices, isn't it? I don't really mind how high he raises them. I just need to get one. Like, literally, I don't know about everyone, but everybody, I'm sure, like, I was, as soon as the draw came out, and if you want to play that clip in when Chappell says Cambridge United will play Manchester United, just keep putting it in, because every time you play it, I get a little bit excited.
A little bit of goosebumps.
Honestly, it is so brilliant. And it's, and as Dave said there, and it's credit to those 2,000, of which now, you know, I had a season ticket for 15 years, but obviously I'm working Saturdays, I play football Saturdays, and so I'm not one of those absolute diehard. I mean, they're the people who really deserve, the ones that, you know, went to Dartford away and Braintree away and all those games.
In the rain and the snow and the miserable weather that you encounter.
Yeah, but like, just, it's so exciting, and it's funny, like, football's at its best when you're 10 years old, and when I was 10, that was exactly when, you know, we were beating Sheffield Wednesday 4-0 in the fifth round of the cup, or Bristol City in the fifth round replay, and it just reminds me so much of those FA Cup runs then. And yeah, as soon as the draw went, I texted Jez George, I texted Ian Miller, Josh Coulson, like, all the players that I know. And, you know, how brilliant for them as well to sit there and think, we're going to play Manchester United. And it's funny, because the FA Cup draw, you're sort of looking at it going, clearly, we were going to get a side who were, you know, perhaps bigger than us. We were going to get, you know, a Premier League side. But actually, and I don't know if this is just me, I'm sitting there looking at that draw going, I'm not interested unless it's Manchester United, Man City, Chelsea, Spurs or Arsenal. That's all I want. I'm like Everton, I'd be like, yeah, okay, but I'm not. But Manchester, there's something so exciting about playing Manchester United. And, you know, they got some good players, but, you know, they struggle a bit at the, you know, I've started, that's the stupid thing now. You saw that Yeovil gave them a game. I've started to think, you know,
you've got to dare to dream, though, Max, haven't you?
Yeah, exactly.
We've had this message in from Kev this morning. Kev says, do you know if we will be providing post-match humiliation counselling for the Man U fans? I mean,
exactly.
Realistically, what do you reckon? What do you reckon? Are we going to become giant slayers here?
Look, am I allowed to roll out as many cliches as possible in the next minute?
I'd be disappointed if you didn't.
Hey, once you cross that white line, right, there's only two teams, it's 90 minutes, anything can happen. Realistically, I mean, I can't remember who I was chatting to. Tom Champion, I think, I sent him a message on Twitter, and I said, look, you know, try and stop Rooney, but watch out for Di Maria. Look, it does depend what side Louis van Gaal puts out, but they can't afford to get humiliated. So realistically, no, we'll get humped. But you just never know. And I think it's a bit of a shame that our pitch is actually quite good, because
that could have tripped them up.
Well, when big teams, you know, when we had John Beck and we covered the corners in sand and we, you know, made it absolutely freezing in the dressing room if it was hot outside, or hot in the dressing room if it was cold outside, the bigger clubs would struggle. I'm worried that we're a bit too nice.
Oh.
And, you know, and we'll sort of welcome them and be polite. And we shouldn't do any of that. We should just, you know, make it awful for them and kick them.